Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
The last four segments of our visit with Lauren Coleman. We do have a number of questions from our listeners, and maybe if we're going to clean up a few of the topics here and get to those questions. Chris?
Great.
This is called vamping, ladies and gentlemen. This is one of the great techniques for the age-old broadcasters when not everybody has the cue card set, because we don't use cue cards on the Paracast. Some people think, you know, we have extensive notes and we read from them, and no. You've got to be prepared to sink or swim on this kind of show, because if you don't, there is not going to be a show. You know, like I learned, and I want to say who the guest co-host was. One of our guest co-hosts, he'd have somebody else feed him questions before going on the Paracast. So he'd have the questions in readiness. He didn't do his own research. Chris, speaking of questions.
Okay, I've got quite a number here. Actually, Lauren, I think you'll enjoy a lot of them. This one comes from Wade Ridsdale, who's one of our really active posters at forum.theparacast.com. His first question is, are there any plans for a sequel to The Copycat Effect?
Yes, I've actually already signed a book contract probably for about 3 years from now on the Twilight language. And I'm going to go in-depth about that and look at some different things about coincidence and synchronicity.
Yeah, really important topics.
Yeah. But the reason it's a couple of 4 years away is I did a two-book deal, and I'm going to be writing a new cryptozoology book in the meantime.
Wow. Well, keep him busy. He has a follow-up question about Twilight language, that aspect. And he asks, given all the news stories that must come across your desk, how do you pick which ones to post on Twilight language? And do you have any parameters or filters in place?
Well, one of the first filters is how busy and how I'm feeling and if I'm traveling or not. I read the news every day. I get Twitter feeds. I get breaking news feeds. I see all of those. There are some news stories that come to the sort of boil to the top. I've always been very interested in the harmonic use of what I call the name game. And so, you know, if there's stories on school shootings or assassination, or some kind of large event that's affecting a lot of people, I talk about that in my blog. For instance, the mystery disappearance of the plane, I thought very much synced up with a lot of things that Ivan Sanderson did on the Vial Voorhees, and really put to emphasis a spot, a sort of a triangle of missing planes and missing ships off of Australia. And I predicted long before they looked in that area that that was going to be where they would end up looking. And that's because of Ivan Sanderson. So I fully credit other people, other Fortians, but I'm also kind of looking at any, the Fayette factor, for instance, that's a Jim Brandon thing from The Rebirth of Pan and Weird America.
Weird America.
I looked at different things like that. Yeah. Some great books, some great old ideas that I think are not worth putting on the shelf, but kind of renewing.
Right. Well, that brings up the whole subject of synchronicities and coincidences again. And Wade has another follow-up question. He kind of points out, if one looks hard enough, one can find connections, however tenuous, all about us. Do you ever find yourself holding off on a story because any of the connections are a bit of a reach?
Well, I think I'm very careful about that. I certainly know that awareness is everything. You can kind of look and find things. One thing that does, for instance, whenever the Aurora shooting occurred, I think the reflective factor is certainly there, and a lot of things like having another shooting and finding out that the shooter lives on Home Street, which was the name of the shooter in Aurora, or that it was happening in Lafayette, or that it happened in Aurora, another Aurora, Illinois, or something like that. Those kinds of things, as opposed to feeling like the more you can look, you can find them. I was looking for them, and they kept popping up. So I wanted to kind of acknowledge that and respect that and then write about it.
Right. Well, one that I know you from is the Mothman correlations with names, the name game thing. I haven't heard much word about that lately. Well, why don't you give our new listeners a thumbnail sketch of that particular scenario?
Well, there's a lot of things. And of course, it's Mason County and a lot of the harmonic Masonic stuff. And of course, the thing I haven't even written up, I'm kind of holding for the future book, is that if you look at the actual origins of the name of Point Pleasant and the battle there and the fighting there, it really all goes back, and it happens to be connected to the map room in which Obama had to take his second swearing in after he was first elected. So I found that very interesting, that a lot of the connections to the Mothman prophecies and the Mothman and the Point Pleasant just keep on showing up in a lot of political situations.
Wow. I'd never heard that one about the map room. Why did he have to go back and redo his pledge?
Because when Robert swore him in, he incorrectly used the wrong words. So they had to re-swear him in the map room that same day.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Here's another one from Wade, kind of shifting gears a little here. Do you think that the copycat effect is a byproduct of the advent of news saturation, or could you date its conception? Let's say he asked, did Jack the Ripper cases spawn its own imitators?
Actually, in my book, The Copycat Effect, I talk about the Jack the Ripper had many copycats, and I document that the copycat effect was spread during the Jack the Ripper times because of this new invention called the telegraph. It's very much related to the media that's in effect at the time. So when the telegraph came into effect, you had a whole wave of copycats because these Jack the Ripper became like dime novels and big stories. So the advent of both cluster suicides and then school shootings came about right at the time when CNN came into being, and then Fox News and MSNBC, who needed wall-to-wall stories, and they went crazy with the wall-to-wall stories of these school shootings, which then caused imitators.
That's scary when you see life imitating art, imitating life or something. It's it gets a little disturbing.
Well, I'm going to ask a general question then, which kind of follows this. Do you think our obsession with so-called serial killers basically creates people doing that? I mean, you have TV shows like Criminal Minds that are so popular, and also The Following.
I think we certainly have to be careful. And my book is full of examples where people have taken programs back in the day when there was VHS, and they'd put their tape in and they'd be watching it for hours and hours, and then they'd go out and shoot up a McDonald's. Or, different movies about the Russian roulette, Deer Hunter. Deer Hunter was shown so many times in so many different places, and a direct correlation between the people that would watch that movie and then go do it. So, I am somewhat concerned. We are living in a culture of violence in America, after all of the stabbings that happened a few. You had more stabbing, so it's not just the guns. It's whatever you put in people's hands, they'll take it if it's publicized in front of them. It's a real choice thing. It's vulnerable, emotionally disturbed people who are shown these visual images, these graphic images, and then they feel that's the choice for them. It used to be that people would go out and kill themselves. And it's only really been in the last 25 years where people decided to take other people with them. That's when you got the mass shootings, workplace violence, the mall shootings, the school shootings. That very much can be tracked down and tracked back to some specific incidents, which I document in the book, of course.
We have Lauren Coleman joining us. We are segueing a little bit into some other subjects, but we have a lot to talk about with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, just a fast question about the subject of serial killers. Do you think this rather ongoing issue of gun control is going to impact that? Do you think that better gun control laws could reduce the possibility of some nut getting a hold of the weapons he or she needs, or it doesn't matter?
I'm very much for looking at the direct correlation. You have countries that have banned guns. Sure, individuals will freak out, get a gun from a gun club, but the frequency of gun killings is so much less there. In America, you know, from the Wild West, you have people who turn to guns to kill other people, to kill their lovers, and it's going to keep increasing until people look at that. I mean, why you have to have assault weapons that you can take into a school and take out 20 kids is just beyond me. And then people, of course, point to the Chinese that have the school stabbings, but those stabbings don't kill 20 kids. They might injure the kids. And I'm not for putting knives in everybody's hands either, but we've got to be realistic. If you have a culture that has guns, then there are people that are going to use them.
You know, what bothers me is the number of people who are hurt because of accidents. A weapon goes off because they didn't know how to use it. And I think if you're going to have wide availability of weapons, I mean, if you drive a car, which is a weapon, it's a 3,000 or 4,000 pound weapon or even larger. If you're going to have a deadly weapon in your hands, shouldn't there be some minimum requirement to educate yourself on how to use it safely?
Exactly. And I did trainings all across the state of Maine for 9 years on suicide prevention. One of the things that we would often ask the 40 or so people there is, do you own a gun? Yes. Do you lock it up? Yes. Do your kids know where that key is? Yes. And there's a lot of hunter education, but there's a lot of stupidity, too. There's a lot of people just not going the extra step that if they have a suicidal kid or a kid that's emotionally disturbed in their house, they still have those things in their house that can be used against them or against other people. And so the logic and thinking behind a lot of gun owners is just not there in my view of what's going on. And I know I upset some people by saying it straight, but I think that you just got to really do more than education. You got to kind of legislate, I think, against some of these guns that people really don't need to own.
Yeah, I remember hearing years ago a very startling statistic that claimed that for every Texan, there's 7 weapons, firearms. That's kind of scary.
I was at a conference, a Bigfoot conference in Texas a couple of years ago, and I was in one of the tables signing my books, and everybody started talking around all the vendor tables. And they all started comparing how many guns they had with them. It was just amazing.
Well, a well-armed populace gives the powers that be a pause sometimes. But, yeah, there's for every 10 people that are on the ball, educated, safe, there's always that one yahoo who's kind of ruining it for everybody else. And that's unfortunate. But, hey, it's human nature. When you have 300+ million people, there's a sizable percentage of them that should not have any access to firearms, and not because of a criminal past, but because of, you know, psychological and emotional issues. I had an incident that happened right across the street from me here, and it's horrific, some of the things that you read about. That's why I don't watch your mainstream media as a rule. Let's shift gears here to another subject that you might be able to help with. This is from Trickster Terrestrial. And he's a brand new sign-up at the forum here at forum.theparacast.com. And he has a very simple question. He says, I just moved to Oregon, and where are good places to camp and investigate cryptids in the Pacific Northwest? There's a good one.
Right. Well, in general, there's a thing called the Oregon Caves that a lot of people do a lot of investigating of Bigfoot sightings. In my book, Bigfoot, The True Story of Apes in America, I did a whole list at the back of that book of 20 different places around the country that have a high concentration of Bigfoot sightings. Or a lot of people go to an area and they want to find Bigfoot, but they also want to be entertained a little bit. So they're looking for a nearby museum or a gift store or a sign on a highway. Like in Colorado, there's that sign on the way to Pikes Peak that says Bigfoot Crossing. A lot of people like to have their picture taken next to that. So I point a lot of those things out that really do are associated with high Bigfoot areas.
Yeah. And that is anywhere in the Pacific Northwest, up and down the Cascades, is as likely a place as any. Obviously, there are places where more sightings are supposedly reported from. But again, network with some of the local groups there, Trickster Terrestrial, and I'm sure some of the locals there would be able to really also steer you in the right direction for more current locations, possibly. I know there have been a couple of interesting footprint cases in Oregon recently. Okay,
and the other thing is to not get in a rut, you know, really find your own areas, too.
Yeah, that's true. Well, this kind of brings us to, some questions that you've already answered by posted by Psychedelic Alchemist, who's a poster at forum.theparacast.com. But again, he didn't get an answer to this question. What do you think is the single most convincing piece of evidence for the existence of Bigfoot? Now, we did talk about the DNA studies and the like, but out of all the evidence, the physical evidence that we have that we can scientifically test, what do you think is the best one?
Well, I think I'm going to have to return again to something that I've written quite a bit about, which is the Patterson-Gimlin film. Because if you look at the whole Patterson-Gimlin incident that happened at Bluff Creek, California.
Right, the famous footage.
Yeah. If you look at it and look at it from the side of it as if it's a pancake, you have a situation where the horses reacted to a smell, that one of the horses actually kicked up, that the men saw something, that they actually took pictures of it, that they looked on the ground and found footprints, that actually in that area it's a high native traditions area, that actually in 1958 there have been other tracks found there and in the area. So as far as a gold standard for a piece of evidence, I would say the whole Patterson-Gimlin situation where you have multiple layers of evidence all kind of coming together in a film that really has not been able to be claimed to be a hoax. It's been analyzed. You can see muscle movement under the fur. There seems to be herniation in some of the leg muscles. I've talked to Bob Gimlin many, many times. He's a credible, down-to-earth guy that doesn't seem to have been involved in a hoax at all. So I'm convinced that that's sort of the Zapruder film of Bigfoot studies.
Right.
And it's really the best piece of evidence.
Let's do the break here, guys, with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
A little laugh, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, we have Lauren Coleman. He's answering your questions. And before we go on with the next question, Lauren, did you have any more to say, or do you want to have Chris go to question behind the wall?
No, let's go to the next question.
Behind the wall, I like that.
Well, Lauren, we were just talking about the Patterson-Gimlin film of the Bluff Creek Bigfoot, and you were saying it's the Zapruder film of Bigfoot research, and I would agree. I think it does stand up in over time. Here's a question from Dave M., however, who's poster at forum.theparacast.com. And he wonders, does Lauren think there are any compelling modern videos showing Bigfoot? If so, which ones? Now, the Gimlin footage obviously was actual film footage. But how about now with all these Bigfoot videos coming out? And after you talk about that, some of the audio recordings of supposed Bigfoot calls, for instance, are there any out there that you've seen recently that kind of pique your curiosity?
In terms of videos, a lot of people scratch their head over the Memorial Day video where something's running along a ridge. There's also the Redwoods video where it looks like a Bigfoot is with an erection, is moving in front of a van. A lot of those have questions about them, but they don't hold a candle to the Roger Patterson, right, Bob Gimlin film, so nobody can really. Almost all of the ones that we've seen on YouTube are hoaxes or really bad quality.
Yeah, as blocks, far as audio, watches.
yeah, exactly. As far as audio, of course, nothing compares to what are called the Sierra sounds from the 70s. And here, once again, it's connected a lot to the individuals that took those audio tapes where they had actually strung microphones with old reel-to-reels between a cabin and something that was up the hill, a kind of structure that was up the hill. And those people, of course, are getting old and they're passing away. And you hear of new audio tapes, but they in some way sound like they're gorilla roars from Tarzan movies. So it's not as good as some of the old stuff so far.
Yeah. Here's one from Flatwoods. Interesting name. He has a picture of a drawing of the Flatwoods Monster, I think, on his as his avatar photo. He wonders, there are isolated cases of humans growing to extreme height and weight due to acromegalia? Is that and other rare conditions. Do you think it's possible that sporadic cases of gigantism in animals may account for, he says, a majority of crypto cases? Well, maybe even some crypto cases.
No. We really thoroughly looked at a lot of that, as well as the whole notion that Bigfoot and some of the cryptids are nothing more than feral humans. And it really just doesn't pan out. What you find over and over again in a lot of the cryptids is you have patterns that go on for decades of either footprints or sightings or descriptions. And what he's really talking about is a genetic or endocrine condition that you would see very sporadic and not at all coming across in the population.
Wow. Yeah, so the short answer is no, and that's why. That makes sense to me. Although there are some, I think, what do they call it, Almasty or Wildman reports from Siberia that are intriguing in the past, maybe feral human type reports of smaller than your average Bigfoot-sized humanoids.
Right, unless you're a Russian, the Russians believe all of those are surviving Neanderthal. So.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay, well, maybe one of those became Putin, I think.
Oh, Gene. That was bad. That was really bad.
Riding around on a horse with no shirt on, right?
Yeah. He's not all hairy.
No,
he shaved it.
He shaves all the hair off his body.
Oh, I don't want to hear that. Next question, please.
Okay, here's one. J.C. Johnson, one of our more colorful guests that we've had on the show in the past, I'll tell you, he can weave a fireside story like nobody's business. J.C. Is, in his estimation, a very serious cryptologist, and he does go out and interview people, and he does do field work. And one of the things that he has uncovered, going back, I think, into the 60s and possibly earlier, are reports of small, very quick bipedal dinosaurs in the Four Corners area. And we had recent reports a year ago, October, two reports from Canyonlands in Utah. There have been reports, according to J.C., along the San Juan River. Do you think it's possible that dinosaurs in some form still exist on the planet?
I think it might be a stretch. I'm very aware of those reports that Johnson's talking about and a few other people who have investigated. I've not personally been able to investigate them or even talk to an eyewitness, but certainly Ivan Sanderson thought that there was a small bipedal a dinosaur that might still exist. And, of course, we have Mokelio Mbembe reports from Africa, which
right.
may be mammals, not so much dinosaurs. But it is a possibility, and we certainly know that we have dinosaurs that are still alive, and we call them birds. So we certainly know that, that just because these things are around us with feathers aren't really recognized as dinosaurs, maybe there's other kinds of dinosaurs around us that don't have feathers.
Yeah, well, birds would be the obvious existing vestige of dinosaurs. They probably did evolve into birds. I think science has pretty much determined that.
Oh, yeah.
Here's an interesting question here. Do you think the question is from as 7092 at forum.theparacast.com, and his question just reads simply, do you think Sasquatch has real high intelligence, or could they just be giant apes? Let me kind of amplify that and say we were talking about possible telepathy abilities. There are cases, for instance, where you have several footprints from a Bigfoot, and they appear out of nowhere and they disappear into nowhere. My brother actually was involved in a sighting with physical evidence like that. Do you think that they do have some level of high intelligence, or that possibly they have an ability to manipulate their reality somehow, appearing and disappearing, teleporting, for instance?
Well, let me back up. I think I always try to ask myself the question, are humans intelligent?
Boy.
Because anybody
that's a loaded question, Lauren.
Well, anybody that asks me, do I think that Bigfoot is a giant ape, or are they something else? Well, humans are giant apes. Bigfoot are giant apes. Do we have any kind of telepathy? Do we have any kind of abilities to teleport? There are certain people, of course, that have psychokinetic abilities, or at least they say they do. Why would we think that another large ape may or may not have that ability? I think this is a realm that has not been fully explored with an open mind.
No.
About humans. It's hard enough to talk about a creature that we don't even know if it exists to really get into bringing on all of these attributes that seem to be beyond what we even can figure out about humans. So I think it's a real quicksand area to get
cart before the horse.
Yeah. Let's discover the animal and then figure
out. And then figure out what its capabilities are. Yeah.
Exactly.
I think there's some people here, though, who would rather object to calling humans giant apes, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I know. But I've met those people. They're usually ape-like.
Oh, boy.
I'm just kidding. No, I really am one of those people that think we are a naked ape. We are a highly evolved ape with consciousness, with the belief in God, with all of those kinds of things. But basically, we are just an ape. One that has, that we think we put ourselves above animals and above other anthropoids, but we are nothing more than an ape. Yeah.
So basically a giant ape with an ego problem. We have Lauren Coleman, who has no ego problem. Gene and Chris don't either. You're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Hi, this is Ted Phillips, listening to the Paracast, and it's as good as it gets, believe me.
I think we need Andy Serkis on the show. He does Good Apes, I understand.
Oh, okay.
That was awful, I admit it.
All right. Boy, it's down to the last segment. With Lauren Coleman joining Gene and Chris in the Paracast, bringing you up to date on cryptozoological research, cases, studies, questions from our listeners, whether humans are giant egomaniacal apes, and we can all argue about that.
Well, I think there are certain developments in the field, such as the Rick Dyer hoax and some real questionable claims about footage and stuff. And I think Lauren is right that we really need to focus on the positive. There's more than enough people pointing out flaws in particular people's whatever they're claiming.
Well, one of the problems that, I mean, I'm on the edge watching the ufology field fight and destroy itself with personality conflicts.
Right.
I think that the Bigfoot field, as it matures, has the possibility to only focus on the hoaxers, the detractors, the people that have huge egos, and really miss the whole boat that last weekend, for instance, over 1,000 people gathered in Ohio to share their common interest in Bigfoot. There were no fights there. There were no fistfights. There were no yelling about different personalities. Those people just shared notes and really were on the same page. I think there's a lot of new people coming into this field. There's a lot of young people.
Right.
A lot of culturally diverse people. Bigfoot and cryptozoology really does take individuals' interest in animals and mysteries and really combine it in a positive way.
It sounds to me like it's a lot more together than the UFO field, which is eternally in conflict.
Well, I certainly think that is true. I think that there's a lot more harmony going on, and you can obviously jump on some forums or get in an email exchange with people. But most of us, I mean, even Peter Byrne, who hated me for a few years and was making claims that I'd taken photographs when he'd actually loaned them to me, he apologized recently, and he's in his 80s, and there's a kind of maturing of the field where people really don't hold grudges for long, and we all kind of know we're in this together.
Right.
So that's kind of positive, I think.
Yeah, and it's also positive that we're getting intelligent young people involved and having the opportunity to educate them in a way that will allow them to do what you've done, Lauren, and that is carry the ball down the field and take the field forward from the the John Greens and Renee and Bob Gimlin and others have in the past. And it's important to keep the continuity and keep you know, the goal in mind, and that is to determine once and for all what these people are seeing and what these creatures could possibly be.
Yep, and a lot of these individuals are now professors, or they're in academic situations, or they're teachers. And when I got into this, professors would just, they'd laugh this off. I did papers on the survival of Neanderthal, and I got a C on the paper, even though it was an A paper, because he didn't like the subject. So, you know, you see it turning around, and people come to the museum, people are writing me, and they're PhD candidates, or they're already doctors in universities, and it's really kind of a wonderful trend, and it's almost as if we're winning from the inside.
Yeah, that's a very good point. If you're seeing people with postgraduate aspirations, and they're able to get particular subjects and hypotheses okayed by review boards and that sort of thing, that is a big step forward. You don't see that in ufology.
No,
I haven't seen any optical physicist candidates for a doctorate try to study UFOs, or someone involved with diagnostic propulsion or magnetohydrodynamics or some of these other, you know, a little bit off the beaten track scientific subjects. But these are perfect avenues to do that, and I don't see anybody attempting it.
No. Whereas within cryptozoology and zoology and anthropology, the whole basis that we want to talk to the native peoples, the local peoples, that these creatures are ethno-known as a basis is really caught on, and you have field biologists and conservation workers that are in villages talking to individuals about what animals are out there and then discovering new animals, which is the method of cryptozoology. It doesn't matter to us that Bigfoot's not discovered. What matters is a new lizard or a new frog or a new monkey is discovered, and that's the way to do it, to talking to local peoples.
Yeah. And, boy, I'll tell you, having grown up in the Pacific Northwest and knowing how vast areas of Alberta, British Columbia, all the way up into the Yukon, parts of Alaska are just, I mean, there are places where humans have maybe never ventured. It is so vast and so remote there, and it's not beyond at least my imagination to imagine that you could have a thriving population of undiscovered hominids living in that vast area where there are no roads. Many villages you can only get to by rivers or by flying in, for instance. And any sort of field work and organized efforts in those areas, I think, are going to at some point produce results myself.
Yeah. A lot of people are, of course, hiking in those areas. And Grover Krantz said that he thought that there was one Bigfoot for every 10,000 black bear. And you ask people, how often do you see a black bear? How often do you see a mountain lion? And, you know, people are kind of shocked that they don't really see them that often. So why in the world would they see a Bigfoot that often?
Right. Yeah, especially one that probably has a higher level of intelligence than a black bear or any other large predator or omnivore out there, like a cat. I've been lucky enough to see mountain lions. I lived in, you know, at the base of a 14,000 foot mountain, so there were lots of cats, lots of bears trapped under my yard. But the average person studying this stuff, maybe in Chicago or somewhere, you know, in the suburban area or whatever, they're not going to get the opportunity as readily, obviously.
Right. And back to the giant ape question, if they are giant apes or if they're hominids or whatever you want to call them, they're intelligent, like you were mentioning. And one of the reasons we don't see that many of them crossing the roads is they're probably aware that, you know, the animals that cross the roads get hit, and they're called dead roadkill. And so Bigfoot, the young males are the ones that are seen crossing the roads, but most of the sightings of family groups, of clans, are deeper in the woods when hikers see them, not the one or two crossing the roads.
Right.
Sounds like the Beatles song, Why Don't We Do It on the Road?
Well, it's in the road. I was going to ask, why does Bigfoot even cross the road? Like, kind of like the chicken joke, you know? Why did Bigfoot cross the road?
We have 30 seconds for the answer.
to eat the berries on the other side.
Right.
Lauren Coleman, please tell our listeners where they can find more of the stuff that you do.
Well, there's a few sites. CryptoZoologyMuseum.com is a very elaborate site for our museum, and there's all kinds of different pull-down tabs where they can get more information. CryptoZooNews.com is my website for my blog. And then also LaurenColeman.com has a little information. And my blog, which used to be called Copycat Effect, is now called The Twilight Language. And people can just look that up on Google and they'll find Twilight Language. And I have all kinds of different things going on there on a daily basis.
You can find us on theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or go to forum.theparacast.com for our cutting-edge forums. Amazing discussions, and you can always ask questions of upcoming guests. You can also find us on Twitter. We're known as The Paracast. There are two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. Don't ask me how that happened. I'll figure it out someday. Chris O'Brien's book is Stalking the Herd. If you go to stalkingtheherd.com, you can check that out, or ourstrangeplanet.com. And by the way, if you order Chris's book from his site, he will autograph it as long as his fingers can keep it together. Lauren Coleman, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
It's great to be here for the day.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.